Okay, this is Rudy.
Steven. Hey, how come you get to say your name first?
Because I put your name first on the listing.
And Oscar.
Oh, okay.
And Oscar. And thank you, Oscar, for chiming in. We started with an argument. okay, so Oscar was... I think we're all glad that Michael Jackson is healthy now and okay, but you wanted to talk about the verdict.
I wanted to talk about the...
I'm sorry.
The Conrad Murray...
30-second sin, you... Conrad Murray.
Yeah, his verdict on how he was guilty, which I'm okay with. I think perfect, correct answer, he was guilty.
Nah,
you don't think he was guilty?
He probably was, but he was perceived as very famous, so he would have gotten those drugs from anybody.
Yeah,
it so happens that he was the last guy holding the ball.
He pulled the trigger, what it comes down to. I think that he pulled the trigger.
Any doctor in that position that was intimidated by his perceived fame, even though it was fading, would have done it either anyway. So it just so happens he was the last one holding the ball.
My personal opinion on that is he did pull the trigger, and I feel as if you have to take a certain responsibility, and that's what I feel as if he didn't. And even justice system, okay, whatever.
He didn't get justice because he was a black man.
I
don't know. I just wanted to throw that in.
Michael Jackson at one point was a black man too.
I don't care.
It was so cool to see all those people celebrate them. It's like, what are you celebrating? He's still dead.
I don't care either, but my main issue with it is that the maximum he can get is 4 years in prison.
And he actually may get off sooner than that.
Exactly, and that's what really pisses me off. That's like another typical example of celebrity justice. I mean, this dude killed somebody. You know what I mean? Whether he
involuntary manslaughter is a totally different beast.
It's not like I'm like after the podcast, I will stab you in the face, Oscar. For giving me that video. What was the name of that song?
Oh, dude, that was awesome. I don't remember it, but
yeah,
it was
you're
awesome.
You're fired from the podcast. I don't even know why you're here.
Oh, the...
I fired you from the podcast during the week.
Thing called love.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Dude. The video,
darkness.
Darkness.
Dude, that video is the most funniest thing ever.
Dude, they came in, what, 2000, 2001 or something like that?
I didn't realize how old it was. But yeah,
fuck, we're
okay.
Old.
So, yeah.
But either way, I mean, yeah, goddamn, it's like, in my opinion... Like the max he can
get. Wow, it's your opinion. I don't ever know. It's coming out of your mouth.
Why 4 years? And even then, he might not even get that much. That is
Wasn't
shitty.
Wasn't it like 90 days or something?
There's yes.
Overcrowding, sir.
Yeah,
look at
the same excuse with Lindsay Lohan. That bitch was supposed to be in there for 30 days.
Yeah,
and
she's killing.
But more importantly, we get to see her titties in all their glory, their freckled glory. But actually, it's not even going to be the same because I think she's going to be fucking that up.
Yeah, but the one that she did in, was it Vogue or something?
Vanity or something. Vanity, like she's trying to be like
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see her titties and everything in there.
Well, dude, she did it topless.
Well, yeah,
she
it's just.
The profile one.
I don't remember that one.
Come on.
She had like a mesh, like a very thin mesh on.
Then she did one without anything and she had it over her face. Just Google it.
Oh, I will in a second, but I'm doing something right now.
So, yeah, but. Okay, Lindsay Lohan, you agree that she
another
is great,
typical example of celebrity justice. I mean, where she freaking violated
her probation.
Her
name was Shaniqua Lohan.
She violated her probation.
Just waited till I had a mouthful.
Goes to jail for 4.5 hours and is released over overcrowding. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's so shitty.
She's a celebrity. There's two different kinds
of
justice.
I know. That's my point. And that's
the
thing.
It's just fucked up as it is. That's just the way it's always going to be.
It frustrates me and it pisses me off. I just want to beat the shit out of her.
He doesn't even... He drops the R. He's so frustrated. It frustrates him.
It frustrates me. Frustrated. Speaking of which, Burt Ratner got kicked off the Oscars because of the comments he made.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, fag?
Yeah,
that's the second one.
He said the word.
That was the second. That was the third thing. The first one was
dude,
him.
Oh, he said more than that?
People are just too fucking touchy about shit.
What did
they accused him of using the whole, you know, fag in a rock. It's like, it doesn't even fucking mean anything. I call you fag at least 20 times a day.
He's like, auditioning is for fags.
You can't see
the
tear rolling down my cheek.
Rehearsing is for fags. That's what was his thing.
Kids from Glee.
He likes to go into it live, and they asked him about rehearsing, which was on Howard Stern, I think.
But it's like
it was on Howard
like
Stern.
Like a billion people watch it. Rehearse once.
Dude, I would actually watch if Freddie Murphy was going to host.
Nah,
he dropped out because of Brett Ratner.
What I do is I follow like Doug Benson's live tweets of it, and that's how I keep up with it now. Like last year, like this past one.
Do you watch the Oscars? Like, no. I can always look on the internet the next day and find out who actually won without having to sit through that whole you know, just boring ass ceremony. Nobody really cared. I don't care.
What was the first one? Oh, on Howard Stern. He said that he banged Lindsay Lohan, but he made her take an STD test first. And after she came out negative for the STD, then he said it was okay to bang the hell out of her. That was like the first thing. And then he responded to banging Olivia Munn. That was like the other one.
Oh, is that the shrimp thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who doesn't do that?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I often jerk off, and I actually am eating a burrito in the same time. There's nothing wrong Freudian about that at all.
That's kind of dirty.
But then again, I do squeeze the cheese all over my face when I'm done.
I'll wait here.
She made a comment about him, how he likes to masturbate with shrimp. And he replied...
With or while eating?
I think it was with.
With? Okay.
Yeah.
Which, it's still equally weird.
I don't know. I mean...
I mean, both are still weird. Eating with... Yeah.
I would be doing weird shit like that, too, if I was a Hollywood director. I was like, fuck it. I don't care. I've got too much money for me to care what you think.
Exactly. But then the Oscars got all shitty, and they had him drop. And then Eddie Murphy got all pissed off about that shit, and he, like, dropped, too.
That's the only reason Eddie Murphy was doing it was because Brett Ratner was doing it.
Yep.
And Brett Ratner talked Eddie Murphy into hosting, and... Eddie Murphy's like, nah, fuck that. I was going to actually work with the dude. I like the dude. Why am I going to sit there and, you know, continue to do something? Y'all said, you know, oh, he said fag. And, you know, people got all upset about it and going to get it. I mean, it's like, fuck, come on. Don't be so fucking overly sensitive.
I was kind of I prefer Eddie Murphy over Billy Crystal.
Dude, who does? I mean, you're just like, Billy Crystal, you're not funny, man. I mean, come on. Give it a rest.
He just hasn't been on anything in so long, and that's just...
Hey, don't you ever talk bad about City Slickers, sir.
That was a good movie. I laughed my ass off.
It was no Curly's Gold.
We ran to the joke, and you got there first.
First.
Just a timeout. Today is the other day. What was it? Two podcasts ago, we had Joey on.
Oh, yeah.
Today's his birthday, so no one loves Joey.
Joey. No one at all.
No one loves Joey. That's all we're going to say about that. Joey, when you listen to this... No one loves you, no one will ever love you, and you will die alone.
And I hope you drive home incredibly late tonight after your birthday. Drunk driving.
Oh, drunk.
Yeah.
Oh. I hope he crashes and dies.
Why do you got to take it there, man?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking dark. That was terrible.
Thank you.
Dark, man. You should be ashamed of yourself.
So, yeah. No one loves you.
Also, tonight is the first night of UFC on Fox, which I'm very excited.
He's exceeded his excitement level. Folks.
I'm very excited. It's Junior De Los Santos versus Cain Velasquez.
And it's a different type of event. It's not a UFC event. It's
not a UFC. UFC on Fox.
It's UFC on Fox. It's not UFC number blah blah
139 or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever number, because it was 138 last week, so this would be 139.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's all licensing and.
Is the next one going to be 140?
No, it would be 139.
Yeah, that would be a legitimate question. Would it be 139? Wow, you're trying to be a jerk about it, but
yes,
that
was
a legitimate question.
It actually no, I was actually asking if it was legitimate. I mean,
you just shut up.
Shut up! Don't you try to silence my voice!
A couple of negative things so far is I do not like the football music as the opening theme song.
Do you think they would make new music considering how much money they've spent on it?
It's just it's a Super Bowl music, the fucking football music. I just hated it. That's my first negative thing. And also, commentary guy is the black guy from football.
Yeah, that's odd. You don't. That thing I don't like is that I thought Joe Rogan was doing it.
And the other guy.
And the other guy.
But neither one of them. It's the black guy who's on football, who does the commentary, and Dana White. I don't know.
Yeah. Look at these.
Nice. $10 gift cards from Chili's.
Baby back ribs, bitch.
Are you giving them away or are you showing?
Hell no. Lisa got them free because she made a stink about going to the Chili's in the Galleria.
What happened there?
Well, the food was like... lukewarm when it gets to you.
So y'all, this sounds like a good story. Okay, so what happened here?
Okay, well, why did you eat Chili's? Well, hear us out. Hear me out. Okay,
I like Chili's. They have
I'm over Chili's.
They're not as good as Applebee's.
I've actually never eaten Applebee's.
Actually, Applebee's is really good.
I like Applebee's.
As cheesy as it sounds, they have actually good steaks there.
I know, and they're two for 20.
Oh man, you've never had a real steak then? Like, got a real steak?
No, I've been to a real steak.
I've had Ruth Chris, and that shit was
okay. Ruth Chris is legit.
That was on the company that I used to work with about 5 years ago, and my steak.
So you've had the real deal.
Yeah, $40 steak, $50.
The same thing. I went to
I've never even had that expensive.
So good.
I went to the to Papados. Is it Papados? I don't know. They have so many fucking different ones.
The one on Westheimer?
No, the one, because at down over there where I work, well, okay, they have, like, Papados, Papas, Papacitos, mm-hmm, and another Papa. So there's a whole shitload of them right all next, yeah, yeah, to, yeah, next to each other. Uh-huh. And we went for work, and I got this filet mignon.
Oh, I love
it. Dude, I mean, this thing was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Mm. And it was like, I'm old most, Steven, nuke!
Yeah, I'm mostly vegetarian, but I was like, dude, I'll eat a filet.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was like, it was on the company, so it was, they're like, order what you want. So we're like,
I'll have steak and tacos. Or
lobster and tacos, stuffed with tacos. Like, give me your most expensive food, stuffed with your second most expensive food. Very well, lobster stuffed with tacos.
Yeah, whenever they were doing some for work, it's like, I only eat lobster and steak. I could do lobster and tacos.
So what happened to Chili's? I mean,
well, anyway, Lisa and I, you know, just, she's been kind of recouping. This is like the actual first time we went out.
Was this Wednesday?
No, this was, it was a Sunday. It was actually after one of our podcasts, the one I was riding the dragon. And we
The day of?
No, the next day.
Okay.
Because I remember the iPhone hold debacle, so we had to go to the Galleria for the to talk to the genie.
Why'd you tell me of a place that fixes them for cheaper? Because his broke the other day, and I was like, crap.
It's a brand new one. Yeah, but it's a brand new one. So, I mean, at the time, it was like, fuck. You need to get his phone, because he had this... His phone, which he cherishes, which he, you know, rubs it with a diaper. It sleeps next to him every damn night. And for some odd reason, he left it on the top of the truck with his friends, and it fell off. They saw it fall off. He ran out to go get it. By that time, somebody ran over it.
Oh.
And he said it powered on. He goes, but obviously, you can't do anything. His screen is completely dead.
Your stepson's daughter's, I mean, stepson's girlfriend's hot.
She's underage, isn't she?
No, I think she's 18.
Oh,
dude, she's super hot. Okay, so iPhone got run over.
But y'all can't talk like that, sir. For shame.
It's easy.
Anyway, back onto the
topic. So we found a line?
No.
I was about to. Wow, we found the line finally.
Dude, 13 episodes. I make fun of my mother, okay? I make fun of my wife, okay?
Yeah, that's why I was surprised. It's like, we found the line?
Like, no.
So this is episode 13, by the way. Right back to The Simpsons. Oh, we should name our butt. Mike Goldberg. There's Joe. All right.
So they are the commentators.
Mike
Good.
Goldberg, like I said.
The other guy. So they actually do have the host. Okay. The real host of...
Real.
So anyway, we went to the Galleria to go fix the phone, and then after that, you know, Paige came with Corey. This is, you know, for their, like, okay, we are officially, you know, so those are kind of their outing. So Lisa and I,
that's sweet.
We, you know, like, okay... Y'all go wherever, we'll meet back at so-and-so time. So they had a shitload of time to themselves to fuck around in the Galleria without, you know, us hanging. So we were like, fuck that. We're going to go get something to eat. We're hungry. So, you know, I go to, like, Sbarro Pizza in the food court.
La Madeleine.
Well, Madeline. Lisa's good. Lisa hates it.
Okay, it's very good.
Lisa hates it. So
really?
Why?
Dude, trust me, Lisa is so fucking picky.
Well, really? I think a lot of a lot of the restaurants like that are kind of hard to find what you like.
I don't even know how to come back to that.
Because, dude, it's legit. That's a legit.
I agree.
I don't know.
I think, like, La Madeleine, dude, it's really hard to find. Their menu is so crazy that you really have to find what
There's
you really
a bacon
like.
Bacon chicken burger or a bacon chicken sandwich. That's what I get.
And you know, turn to That's Jewish old ladies discussing
chicken
lunch.
Huh?
Parmesan. The chicken parmesan. That's what I had last night.
Chicken was so fine.
Parisian.
So moist
Parisian.
It was.
Yeah, it's very good, yes.
That's what I get. That little pasta.
Caribbean.
So anyway.
Chili's.
So we're like, fuck it. You know, I was like, hell. It's like, we're, you know, on a budget. Fuck it. We're going to do cheaping on it. You know, eating
butter
on the,
fuck it.
Yes, butterfucker.
Wow.
Yes. That, all right. That was a...
Podcast after dark.
There you go. Jesus Christ. We're in our 30s. Anyway, so we
you almost made me choke on the Dr. Pepper.
We get seated at Chili's, you know, we go in there. So, you know, and the dude, first off, the hostess... She was not the most.
I was going to say.
At the Galleria of
Dude,
all places.
I mean, she looks like had the worst looking face just as far as like. I mean, she was a cute girl. You know, she was like 18, 19 years old. Just
the face fucked it up?
She had freshness about her. Let's put it that way. you know, but she was just like, I don't want to be here. And she visibly, like, showed it on her face.
Oh, I thought you meant she was fucking, like, ghetto ugly.
No.
She was really cute.
She was
but she just had that
face, like, this is not where I want to be. I mean, just,
okay.
Like...
She had a stink on her face. Where,
yeah.
Like, okay.
You know, like, what if she had a scowl, pretty much. But anyway, so she gets us our seat, and wouldn't you know it, God, oh, like I said, this leads into something else as well. But... We're sitting on the outside.
What is the other thing? Just I can write it down. I can remind you about it.
Next to somebody who likes to preach just loud enough just so you can hear that he's Christian.
Like me.
Anyway, so we finally, she shows us her table, and we're outside in the patio, which we're really not, we didn't go inside. We're still out there. We're just surrounded by a gate, and so we're still out in the mall, which I wanted to avoid, so that's where we were.
Oh.
So they on the side of us, they had that bench, and Lisa, Lisa. First off, I thought I talked a lot of shit. Again, there's nothing I can be as mean as that woman. That woman is fucking mean, and she has no problems with saying exactly what she's talking about. And I'm just like, can you just shut up just a little bit so I don't have to get into a fight, which I'm probably gonna lose. That you're probably gonna get me into.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like that, and it's funny at the same time. Like, okay, yeah, it's funny.
So she was talking shit about a preacher?
No, not yet, no.
Oh.
Not yet.
So what was she talking shit about then?
Well, because the people around us, like, they were on the outside.
Sitting on the bench.
Who are just about as far away as you and I are across from the table.
So about a meter.
Yes. So, like I said, our table is literally like this. Like, me and Lisa, Lisa would be sitting there, I'm sitting here, and there's two more empty chairs right here, and then there's the rail, so that's the enclosure for the seating for
like
Chili's.
2 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there's a huge bench out there that's right...
Like, about 3 feet from you.
Not even 3 feet, dude.
Okay.
And, that's her... Yeah, she's like looking over. She just kind of. I looked over too, and that's where she was looking at this couple. It was just older black dude, maybe in late 40s, and still sporting the baseball hat with the straight bill, all the stickers on it, and just the horrible.
He was kicking it old school.
Yes, he was kicking it old school. Anyway, but he had a big pair of headphones on, and he was with a baby, like headphones like you're wearing right now.
Really?
Bigger. And he was listening to it.
Dre Beats.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
those are expensive.
He was there pushing a stroller, and Lisa was like looking at him and just trying to figure it out. And then kids started piling over. And then that's where I told you where that girl spilt over. And she, it was the daughter that came over there. She's looking through the diaper bag. And she bent over, and her titties were just spilling out of her shirt.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm gonna look. I'm sorry. So, it's just like Lisa was talking to me, and I look over. I got my drink and, just trying to look over. Like, and I'm just like, cool. Oh, it's just like, a cloud opens up and just shines a beam straight to it. And just, and
mama's milk.
Jesus sending gifts of forgiveness.
Beautiful, probably 19-year-old perfection. That's
really?
All you can say.
Was she black? She was black too, I'm assuming.
No. She was mixed.
Oh.
Because we were trying to figure out how this was all, because like when the black guy was there, then this white lady came and sat next to him, blonde, and she's kind of older, older lady, maybe in her late 40s, and obviously she gets close, that's when all the kids start coming all over there, all the kids are obviously half white, half black, and Lisa, she's just like, okay, I think that one is the father, it's like, no shit. I was like, she goes, because we were trying to figure out whose baby it belonged to, because they had an infant, and I was like, I think it belongs to the daughter, because she was holding the baby, but I thought it was her baby, but it apparently wasn't, because we deduced that the parents still are fucking and shooting out kids left and right, so they have all these kids from like infant to all the way to 19-year-old perfection, 18-year-old perfection, and anyway, so Lisa's all trying to figure it out, and anyway, that's another story. They eventually walk away, and they, again, don't draw Lisa's ire. So, and this
wasn't
time,
even the preaching couple. This was just
there was just a couple on the side. I just had to remember those just gorgeous titties.
I got you. Okay.
Just, I'm sorry. If I could have took a picture, like, it was just bent over, spilling over. Like, you're just like, it catches your eye. And there was, like, nothing obstructing it. Nobody saw you looking at it. It was like being able to look at the sun with welding glasses. Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
Anyway, so
what happened?
Anyway, we figure out finally what we were going to order. It orders it, and she gets her drink. Obviously, it tastes like shit, and it was like strawberry lemonade. So weird tasting. You're like, okay, first off, that was shitty. They even charged us for the fucking drink. That was awesome. And they charged it for us, but we ordered a Coke. She orders, like, just let me eat her Coke instead. Anyway, so at this time, that's when the table to our, my left, her right, they were, it was.
Stay at home. Dumb down a bit.
They were next to us, a scooch.
All right, gotcha. Yeah, 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 okay.
We're in our 30s, everybody.
And it was four people, three elderly black women. Okay, I'll say two, maybe one. Like,
what could go wrong?
Well, no. Okay, it gets better. And then they have this one guy sitting at the end. He's talking. But he's talking in such a way where he's talking louder and, like, he's talking at these women. Like, they hadn't had a chance to say anything because he won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And he's just going on saying the same thing. God, you know, God this, God that, you know, like, praise
so
him.
So the truth, in other
yeah,
words.
Yeah, so he's, like, preaching to, you know, like, a captive audience of these three old ladies, black ladies. And, like...
Was he loud?
Yes. Like you can actually, like obnoxiously...
Like, right now, like... Just regular conversation.
No, actually louder.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to remember, I'm compensating for being out in the open, but also I want other people to hear what I am saying.
Did he talk like that?
Dude, yes.
Like the preacher voice?
Yes.
That's annoying.
It was very annoying.
I didn't know people actually did that.
And
Lord.
Lisa, I had to stop her because she was going to start. She was going to like, you know what? She goes, I should totally go over there and say, it's like, I think trying to tell them, she's like, that there was a reason that, you know, we had to come here with my atheist husband and myself, and you helped, you know, help him see the light, just to fuck with him. And I'm like, please don't.
That would be so awesome.
She was because she was hating him because he wouldn't, you know, she wanted me to, I guess, turn on him. Yeah, I was like, I would have done it, but I'm trying to be nicer.
You're just being neutral in the whole situation.
Yes, I'm just like, I turn off that portion of my brain that tells me to say anything because, well, I'll pretty much say anything in front of Lisa just to get a reaction from her because I think it's funny. And just seeing other people who are trying to ask me a legitimate question, you know, it's funny. But anyway, so she wanted probably to do that, but I was just like, no. God, this guy wouldn't shut the fuck up. I mean... he was really annoying. And he was already finished his food. They have everything wrapped up. And they're just taking up that guy's table and still filling up his drinks. And like, I don't think they left a tip, if you know what I'm saying. Because, I mean, obviously they probably gave it to him on the credit card.
Gotcha.
But anyway.
Of course.
What were y'all thinking?
No, I was trying to look at my phone.
I was watching TV.
So they didn't leave, and I was waiting for them because they had already just been there, and they're just shooting this shit, and that guy just was basically preaching. And he was doing it where he was just like, just obnoxious. Everybody can hear him.
Was it kind of condescending? Like that?
Yes, it was very self-serving.
I hate that. I really
do. You know, it's like, I'm Christian. Look at me. I'm better than you because what I did, I found the Lord, and he helped me do this and that, put me in a position where I could talk to you. I was like,
I found
really?
The Lord
I was like,
to be completely useless.
I was like, I honestly, I
that,
don't.
That bothers me when people
it
do shit
does.
Like that.
Like, yeah, it's just like, dude, don't wear your fucking, everything out on your sleeve, you know? I was like, I don't care about your Christianity, okay? Fucking shut the fuck up about it.
Even so, I mean, isn't
it? But it just felt, it felt very self-serving.
One of the...
I'm going to get a brown pride tattoo, by the way. Brown pride.
Hey, why don't you go tell him that?
Yeah.
You're like, seriously, man.
It's like one thing.
I'll get you one right now.
Okay. I just get backed into a corner for it.
One thing God
hey, Mikro,
teaches,
come here.
Like a lot of Christians, is to be humble. Bring the, and that's just
bring
not
the guitar
humble,
string.
Dude.
Hey, Gasper. Go on, Oscar.
I was just saying one thing God tries to teach, at least in the Bible, is that people should be humble, and that is just so not humble. That is him thinking he's better than somebody, and
you
that's
wonder
just
why
just
I
want
to fire Oscar from the podcast. Smug.
That's, yeah, that's exactly. What, that's I hate I that. That's another thing that pisses me off.
You know, and you know, like even like people at work who try to they show themselves like Christians, like I don't need a book or any set of rules to tell me that you know I have to be good. I don't, you know, I shouldn't go out and you know murder or you know this and that because there's this law. But if they didn't exist, oh fuck, I'm just gonna have you know have at it and kill everybody around me. Because I have no beliefs
moral
at all.
Compass. Or
exactly. It's like, no, it's called morality. You know, it's like, hey, you can tell when something's just like, hey, that's not cool. You know, and...
Well, I think a lot of it's actually like how you're raised, too. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have, like, shitty parents who...
This is
like,
one of the softest shirts I've ever owned in my life.
It's supposed to get softer after you wash it,
this
too.
Is like...
It's a hemp shirt. It's 55% hemp and 45% cotton.
Lisa totally... I told you she jacked my shirt. Just...
I should have just brought you the other day. He makes all kinds of... Have you seen the website?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I showed you the website. Oh, it's man, nice cool website, stuff man. On. So anyway, guys, go on. You're talking about your friend God, your invisible friend that you have.
I don't remember my thought.
You're talking about something.
Yeah. I'm right. Good pause.
Oh, shit. Okay, the fight has started, so we're going to pause it and watch the fight, and then we'll talk about the fight and keep the other conversation going. So we watched the fight, and it was a minute and a half.
Yes, and awesome.
It was a good fight, but it was a minute and a half. I wonder how Fox feels about that. But they knew what they're getting into. It's not like they knew, oh, no, we didn't know this was going to happen. It happens sometimes.
Yes, it does. And Junior De Los Santos, he took down Cain Velasquez.
This movie, I wanted to hate it, but it was actually pretty funny.
I liked the movie.
About Sex Drive?
Sex Drive.
Have you seen the unread with the part where they have, like,
yeah, the unrated version.
Yeah,
I've never seen this.
It's funny as hell.
Who's in it? Anybody really important?
Nah.
James Marsden is the main character's older brother, and he steals his brother's like GTO, which is a beautiful car, to go get laid, and his brother's hunting him down because he touched his car, and it just kind of goes from there.
It's not a terribly complex movie.
No,
but
it's not.
Has
it's
moments.
Funny. It has its moments. Yeah. Clark Duke is actually pretty funny in this one.
Who's Clark Duke? Is that
the guy with the glasses?
The nerdy kid?
On.
Yeah.
That's a kid. That's the other guy from 90210.
Great visual.
The one in the car right now.
This is great visuals for a podcast that has no video.
See, that guy was dating Naomi. He was a nerd.
Yeah. There goes any last shred of hetero cred you had. That guy's really funny, T.J. Miller.
So The Walking Dead, Episode 4, what did you think?
Episode 4.
I liked it.
Oh, dude.
Two more. Wait, how many are they doing this year?
No, 13.
13.
Full
13 this year. What was it about? I forgot already.
I remember half of a zombie going in a well.
Oh, yeah. The well. That dude. Was so weird. Would you have drank the water even if you got the zombie out of one piece?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Yeah, you would wait until they bleached it. You'd pour. But you wouldn't.
No.
You would
it needed
it.
To come out.
If you came along and put your finger in my drink, just your finger, and you're alive, I'm not drinking this anymore. A zombie is basically
true.
A tea bag in the water of a zombie.
Steeping.
Yes.
Just no, steeping.
And they
pulled zombies steeping in the well. I wouldn't touch. And they wasted that time to pull him out, and they risked the Asian guy's life.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome. When
and
he
then
was
it was like,
oh,
guess plan B. And it's like, well, they got it around. He got it around him. That was the part where I was like, come on.
All I know is that I was watching it with my wife, and then, like, dude just ripped in half, and the second half of him fell in there, and my wife was like, ah. I just
She's a nurse.
Exactly. That was her that was her comment. She was like, you know, I see a lot of nasty shit at work, but that was pretty damn nasty.
And they made it. They made a point of it to make it look, like, really gory. Like,
yeah.
All that.
Again, they are killing network TV. I don't even watch, I very watch few things on network TV anymore at this point. It's like, all the good
shit is like on cable, basic cable, and people are flocking
it's
to
so
it.
Interesting how that switch occurred in the last
Dude,
year.
Everybody
even.
Has cable now. Yep. Everybody. I mean, you're just, it's almost weird if you don't have cable.
Yeah, I mean, cable is very expensive and it's very elitist. And
it
cable
is.
Is
and I've become totally jaded because I have every motherfucker channel. It's like, no, I don't want this. I'm just going to watch this one channel.
You know, I end up just watching, you know, only HD.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. I only watch, like, whenever I do...
I
like
never leave this range right here.
Yeah, the 600s.
I never leave the range.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I watch a movie, like, on, like, DVD or whatever, it has to be on Blu-ray.
I understood
1080p
this movie.
Spoiled me, man. 1080p.
I love this movie.
The
That's
original?
Not 1080p.
This the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to watch
it
again.
You can't because my stupid HDMIs, all of them went out.
After Dude, Amazon, $6, HDMI cables.
No. So you don't have the TV on a surge?
No, it was on a surge. It was on a big power surge, and it nothing really actually turned off. It was like, all of a sudden, like the power dimmed, but it didn't shut off. It like powered down and powered back up, and the picture flickered, because I was watching TV, and it just like flickered like it was coming back on, and all of a sudden you just heard sound, and I have it going through the digital out, so my TV just died. I mean, not died. I just had no more picture on the TV. Well, I guess it died. So I was like,
so
what
you're
the hell?
Composite right now, then.
Yeah, I'm composite. And you could tell. And I just, it's driving me nuts. So I was like, just went out of the warranty. Just went out that fucking warranty. Mm. Mm. And, you know, now I was like, fuck, I can see how much the service call would be for it. But I don't know. I'm going to still research it on internet because hopefully I could probably do something. I was like, because I can't.
It might be. I mean.
And it's like, what's the worst I can do? Make it not work.
The interesting thing about a DLP TV, they have like things like liquid on the inside of it. Like there's like things with liquid or something like that. I forgot exactly because this guy at work that I used to work with, he took his TV apart because he wanted something broke like that, and he was looking at it and there's like a canisters with liquid. I forget exactly. He explained it to me and I just ever since then I would say, why did you? Because he almost broke his TV doing that more so it wouldn't show at all.
My DLP went out like a. About 6 months ago, and I put it in the...
And the funny thing is, when I was shopping for a TV, like my LCD years ago, Steve was the one that told me, DLP, you don't want DLP, DLP, blah, blah, blah. And then, like a year and a half 2 years ago, you're like, I bought a DLP. Yeah. And I was like, weren't you the one that told me that you're not supposed to buy DLP because they're really bad?
They actually fixed that. They fixed that as a first-generation problem.
What was the first-generation problem?
The chipset or something was really fucked up with it. So.
A color wheel went out in mine, and it'd be like $80 to replace it.
Talk to amongst yourself.
I spent like $2,300 on a new damn TV, which I regret.
I have LCD.
If I get another one, which I probably will, because these...
LCD, jeez.
No,
I have LEDs.
They have the 83 and the 93.
What I was about to say. A dude I work with now, he was telling me about his 3D TV, but it's 83 inches. Like,
yeah, an 83 3D
But it's a DLP, though.
This one. Like, you can get the 83 for, like, 13.
I know. They're not expensive either. No, that's the beauty.
Their prices are dropping so
crazy.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, and if you were to get a TV, this would be the good time because of Christmas.
Black Friday ads just came out.
That's racist.
All Black Friday ads are out now.
Yeah. She wouldn't let me put that TV in there because I told her, I was like, we watch TV more in our bedroom than, you know, anything else.
And you
have
that smaller one in there, don't you?
Yeah. If I just wanted an excuse to put that one back in there. Yeah. it's like a wall. I mean, it's still just ridiculously huge.
What would you think about a projector?
Thought about it. I was thinking. I mean,
that would be the direction I wouldn't mind trying. But yeah. I don't know anybody else with a projector.
No,
and there's a lot
beautiful.
Of options
there's
though
a lot,
too.
Very.
A lot of projectors are DLP.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They ask what makes you get the crystal clear ass picture, mm-hmm. and that it's able to project through.
Yeah.
So
that would be an option I wouldn't mind exploring. I don't know. I don't know anybody with that. And I'll have to do a lot of research. If I were to get another TV...
Well, dude, you see how tiny they are now. They're getting smaller and smaller
and
less
and
expensive.
And the life is much longer.
Well, Jimmy, my roommate, he told me he has a 65-inch and Mitsubishi, like the same model. Mm-hmm. Or I think he has a gen below mine. His lamp just went out, and he went and bought it online.
$100.
Yeah, it was like 100. He says like 150 bucks.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No, he says it was like 130.
My DLP lasted me for 5 years. I mean, it was DLPs I actually think are good TVs, but the color wheel went out, and that's like the only thing that went out in 5 years. And it's $80 to replace, and there's videos on YouTube on how to replace it. But instead, I went and bought a new TV.
Like that TV in there, I probably could fix it. That's Sony, but it's too big. I mean, it's just cumbersome.
Sony.
Yeah, so it just takes up too much room. I gave it to Joey. You fucking bitch, you haven't picked up this goddamn TV yet.
No one
same
loves
thing, Anthony.
You.
You haven't picked up your goddamn TV either. You pick up that goddamn DOP in my fucking garage. I hate you, nigger.
That was Oscar.
Word. Oh, talk about yourself. I have a cool video. I'll show you.
Glenn having sex with that really hot ass chick in the.
That was weird. The fact that I guess they just needed to put, like I talked about that last time. There's so much tension. Do you need that other human element? But I guess you do, and it was just like it wasn't gratuitous sex, though. They just showed her back, and then they cut to another scene.
Dude, she's fucking hot. She's, like, super, super hot.
Who?
The chick in The Walking Dead who had sex with Glenn inside of the convenience store.
Pharmacy.
Oh, pharmacy, yes. Yeah. She was also in Supernatural, and she was on The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, okay. I've never seen her before.
Her hair actually looks better, like, in a couple of the other.
Check this shit out.
Concealant using transparent carbon nanotube.
What the fuck is a nanotube?
It's a very small tube. So, this is great fodder for a podcast that's just audio.
Oh, what it is, it's a bunch of nanotubes, and I guess they want to charge through them, and they make it invisible. And you can see it in front of your eyes. It actually goes invisible underwater. Like, it will look like water.
That is some Predator shit right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's Predator. I was saying Predator.
Like, do you have any idea how cool that is? It's like, this is the shit that's coming up now. You know, yeah.
Well, everything's nanotechnology. Yeah. Processors are like, 0.25 nanometers across now? Like, the transistors are that small? I'm talking to you, Oscar.
Mm, I agree.
Okay. I'm asking.
I concur. Yes. Dude, I've gotten so out of the techie. It's like, I'm so glad I don't do it anymore.
Because,
you know, I spend all day in front of. I send you shit. Like,
yeah,
I told you, this time of year, I have nothing to do. So I am sitting there reading. It's all I do is read again. So that's like, I have the time I'll send him. I was like, here, this is a good idea. Take this as a note here. Talk about this one. You know, so I give him different topics, throw them out all the time.
Do you read The Hulk?
I haven't done it lately.
Gotcha.
I haven't done any comics lately. I've just kind of gotten off that. But other than that, anyway, slow times.
Attack the Block. I hated it.
Okay. Yeah. Attack the Block, which was one of the best movies of the year. Oscar is, showing his, reariness.
So last podcast,
why don't you like it? We can go, we know Attack the Block, English flick.
Let's
Steve
scroll through
it. Enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
What part? Okay, so Oscar didn't like it. Why didn't you like it overall? And then we'll go point by point of what you didn't like.
Okay, so first off, the movie starts out with you're in this, I guess, London neighborhood. And
Trust.
That is one thing I did like about the movie. Was I love the dialogue and I like how they talk. I can appreciate that.
The accent got really thick. I'm an Anglophile. I really enjoy English stuff, but that was like a really thick accent even for me.
Which one? The black dude? That black dude's accent was pretty awesome.
The kids.
I'll kill you, blood.
I know. I had to sit there and think about what they were saying to understand it.
I really like the accents. That's one positive.
Okay.
On the negative, the plot itself was fucking retarded.
Okay.
It starts off with these dudes mugging this chick. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It's okay. Way to start it.
Spoiler alert.
All of a sudden, a meteorite of some sort comes crashing into a car. They go investigate what this thing is, and it turns out to be this alien. The dude calls it orangutan-tang-tang, which was funny. I laughed at that word, orangutan-tang-tang. And they chase it down because it cut up this one dude.
Can you repeat that? Because I didn't hear it.
He called it an orangutan-tang-tang.
Okay.
they're a bunch of dumb kids.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. So they chase down this fucking alien orangutan thing, and they kill it.
Tang-tang-tang.
And they start dragging it around with them, which, all right, I'm enjoying this movie.
I wouldn't understand why you would do that, but yeah.
I mean, you're a kid. You got to think in a kid's frame of mind.
And the fact that what it was, you know, it was just so weird and weird looking, that why not drag it around with you? And I liked it. I was digging the first 5 minutes of it.
They're kids.
Suddenly, they take it to, I guess, their drug dealer dude and ask to put it in his refrigerator.
his safe room where the weed is.
Where the weed is growing, which is fine. I'm okay with that as well. And then
called foreshadowing.
This is where it turns to shit.
Wow, so we're like 10 minutes into the movie where you think it goes south.
Other things start coming down in the city. And what these are larger versions of the aliens, of this one particular
one. They're the male.
They're probably
that's at the end.
They're theorizing that it's probably the male.
Okay, that's one major plot point I had. That's like that's another thing I had. Oh, God damn it.
I'll give you credit, though. You paid very close attention to the movie, which I have to give you credit. Because otherwise, you didn't just say it was terrible and didn't understand it. Go on.
Okay, so these other things that come down, and they're larger versions of this orangutan-tang-tang, except they have black skin and they have glowing blue teeth, which I'm okay with. You know what I mean? But then, like, the first, like, interaction they have with one is, like, these kids kill this thing. Like, fucking 15-year-olds beat the shit out of one of them and kill it. And at that point, if it's like, if you can have these fucking kids kill it, what real threats are they to anybody? And then in another scene, you're introduced into another drug dealer who owns the block. I don't know. It's like a black dude with a really awesome accent. And he takes this fucking thing down, too.
And he's got a great song. What's that song?
Oh, dude. That song. That's like another thing that really fucking pissed me off about this movie that makes me hate it even more. They have this really catchy, stupid theme song to it that's playing in the whole movie. And they got stuck in my head for the next day. I was like listening to the stupid song all damn day. Most fucking retarded thing ever. And like one of the lyrics to this song is, I'm so cold-blooded, I shit snow, I piss ice, blah, 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 ha, ha, ha. What the fuck? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I laughed. And I couldn't stop laughing, goddammit. It's stupid.
I think that was part of the point, though.
Oh, goddamn.
Blah, blah, blah. Ha, ha, ha.
And the dude screaming, like, in the background. I think that was, like, my main issue with it, where these potential alien invaders were really virtually no threats. And then the fact that the ending of the movie is they speculate that one original one that landed at the very beginning, the smaller one, was the female. And all of the other black ones.
We just totally gave the movie away. You know that's it.
Yeah, right. Spoiler alert. I said spoiler alert at the beginning of this.
Are hunting down the white one in order to breed with her. That's fucking retarded too. So they drop one female to breed with her. And if anything happens to that one female, that's it for their alien invasion. They get wiped out. That's fucking retarded. Maybe that makes sense at all.
Maybe there was another. Maybe you're seeing a little bitty ones. Portion of a whole of a
they
bigger
never,
picture.
Yeah, because this is just the block.
Yeah.
So this could have been
this
the entire.
This happened everywhere around them. You know, maybe these things haven't got to, you know, like, people or big areas yet. Maybe this particular batch that fell. You're just, like, looking at it, too. You won't suspend disbelief. Like
I couldn't. I just couldn't. I couldn't.
It's no Thor.
It is definitely no Thor.
Dude, South Park did a really good job of that. Oh, yeah. You're going to shit yourself when you watch that South Park.
It's just I hated Attack the Block. It's just the main plot itself. It was like these things were so dispatchable to where even fucking 14-year-olds could kill them. And that was like my main issue where I didn't feel as if they were a viable threat.
But they're street-savvy 14-year-olds.
Ugh. That's what I have to say about that.
Street-savvy.
To the credit that a couple of characters do die off, and I did like the kids. Like all of them, at first they were kind of annoying because they were such dicks when they robbed the chick.
Yeah.
But when you got to know them, I actually did kind of like them, and I did like the fact that they were scared when they did rob her, and they had kind of like this thing where we were more scared than you are, girl. Trust.
That is a power strip.
Either way, I hated this movie. I think it's crap.
Okay.
My personal opinion. What did you like about it, Rudy?
I just liked the overall concept of the movie. I thought it was clever. I liked the fact that the kids were the really bad guys at the beginning, and they ended up being quote-unquote the hero.
I did like that.
I like the fact that if you cleaned it up a little bit with the violence and some of the language, it could actually be like a little kids movie.
I agree with that.
Because the kids could, and maybe that would be, maybe if it were like a larger studio movie, then definitely that's what would have happened with this movie.
I do
agree
with
that. And to its credit, I probably still would have liked it.
What I liked about it is they killed children in this movie.
And the kids died. Yes. Some of the kids died.
See, that was like another issue I had with it. If it was portrayed as a kid's movie, I wouldn't have minded because it's catering to your audience of kids. But this one, it's so all over the place. I don't know what target audience it's looking for.
Wow. Don't ever do that again.
Never.
That's not the sign.
Oscar was trying to...
whoop, whoop.
Yeah. And it didn't, yeah. Yeah.
I do see this as being like a... Like well, a like a Goosebumps it, movie or you know like a remade, Haunting right? Hour. Is it really been remade?
Yes.
Yeah, it just was released like a month ago.
It's 2010, dude.
Well, no, okay. I meant like here. Like it just came out on DVD here about a month ago.
Yeah, but the rights got picked up and there's going to be an American version.
Oh.
And I forgot who's going to direct it, but there's an
hopefully
American
version. Hopefully it's Michael Bayless.
That dude's awesome. Have you seen Transformers 3?
Oh,
that's...
Oh. The movie amongst movies.
I do hope they do release it as a Goosebumps episode or like a Haunting Hour or whatever like that. Because I do see it as potentially being a good, kind of like a Goonies
remember
horror
that
movie.
Goosebumps that...
I've never seen that, Goosebumps.
I remember used to watch
it. It's like a Goonies horror.
Really?
Yeah, it was kids horror. Just oh, it came on Channel 26.
Really?
Yep.
And it was like came on like at 4:30, 5 o'clock, like that. I think, actually, we're in high school when that show was on.
No, that's probably why I didn't watch
it. My daughter watches it. She loves it.
Really? So, you know, they had these weird stories. Like, I remember one was pretty trippy was, like, these kids at a certain age would turn back into, like, cats or dogs. And, like, their parents had, well, the owners had turned them into children. And, like... They were experiments, and they could, like, revert back to human.
Oh.
I mean, from their human to their natural state, and they, like, it's, you know, it's really fucking weird and trippy.
Yeah.
The one was, like, they're on the moon, and, you know, they're basically training to go invade Earth. You know, it was fucking weird, trippy-ass, you know, episodes.
I remember liking it as a kid. I mean, watching them now, a little bit older, I...
By a kid, he means, like, 17.
Probably, yeah, like 16. I was about 16.
Yeah, I mean,
I enjoyed them for what they were. I enjoyed them. They were entertaining, and
it's not like we're like knocking down, you know, Poon or anything. We're like,
I was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's the weird thing about it.
Yeah,
it's
very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Podcast all right.
More nipples.
Dark.
All right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I turned away. I didn't want to. Oscar took his sweatshirt off. Sure. Why are you wearing a sweatshirt? It's like 80 degrees outside.
It was chilly.
In here, it's cool, yes, but now it's not.
I didn't. I just brought it in thinking it was going to get, like, cold tonight.
Did
I didn't have it on.
Did you not watch the weather at all? There's a weather app on that. You can... But anyway.
So, Attack the Block, I personally
didn't
care
for it. You didn't like Attack the Block?
No, I did not. Hey, speaking of remakes that's going to American, have you seen Let Me In?
Yes.
No, I keep hearing about it.
I watched the first
Is it
the
Let
version.
The Right One In?
That's
the original.
Yes, which I saw.
Yeah, which is fucking violent as fuck.
That's what everybody's telling.
You're like, holy shit. You're like, that's a lot of blood. You know, he's... I don't want to give it a good way unless you want me to.
Just go for it. Spoiler alert, everyone.
Which one are you talking...
Let what right one in.
Okay.
That and I have Antichrist, and I still haven't watched it.
Well, okay, that one...
But that's another movie. Just go over
it
and let the
really,
right one in
what
first.
It really kind of showed you was, like, she was still a little girl all this time. She never matured. She never got past that stage. She was, like, at constant, perpetual childhood.
What we're talking about is Let the Right One In, which is about a boy, and a family moves in next door to them. And it turns out that this family, the little girl is a little girl, and she's a vampire. And they did a remake, an American remake, which is called Let Me In, which I really, really liked. And the little girl from... Oh. Kick-Ass actually plays the little vampire girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the American version.
In the American version. She plays the little vampire girl. And I like...
Actually, I think it's on
it's an instant queue. I've seen both of them on in streaming.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah, Sunday morning is now turned into my I'm going to watch a movie. Like, I watched Midnight in Paris last week, and I thought that was a really good movie. But
a lot of people say that they like the original Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
But I have to say that I like to Let Me In better. I like the American. But I saw the American first.
I haven't watched the American version yet.
I really like the American one. The thing about the American one, it doesn't... There's little changes, but a lot of it is really like the same movie. You're just kind of looking at it from different actors.
Was that ever released wide? I don't ever remember hearing about that movie.
Which one?
It came out.
It was released wide.
Oh, okay.
I remember it. I heard good things about it, but I just...
I never caught it.
I didn't either. Yeah. I regretted it because I really liked it. I liked both versions.
There's sometimes, I mean, you prefer watching movies in on TV because you can do what you would at home and blah, blah, blah. But there is something to be said about a theater, watching a movie in a theater.
Dude, I haven't been to a movies in so long.
Yeah,
I told you Toy Story 3 was the last movie I saw in the movie theater. And before that,
Schindler's
I think it
Toy
was...
Box. That's what Kevin Smith kept calling it.
Dude, that was, I was like, holy shit. I was like, you can't kill Buzz and Woody and everybody. Goddamn allergies. The main,
my 10-year-old really likes like Goosebumps and shit. And the reason I saw this movie was because I heard a lot of good things about the relationship between the boy and the girl. So I wanted to see it if it was appropriate for my... I saw it first to see if it was appropriate for my 10-year-old to watch.
Wow.
And it is definitely not.
Look at him being responsible.
It is definitely not. Especially like the vampire design of Let Me In. Like her face. She looks like she's straight out of The Exorcist. That's how the vampire looks on here.
Dibs.
That's, I liked it though.
Okay.
Good stuff.
That's cool.
Dude, I would do things to her.
You have to hit the red button. Mm-hmm. So real quick, we have Let Me In playing, and so far it looks really interesting. We're recording. I'm just recording a real quick piece.
Hello.
Hey.
So anyway, it's a pretty decent movie. There's going to be a little cut in between it, just so that way we know what we're doing. Not that anybody really cares. It's 10 o'clock. We watched the fight. We're like all revved up for the fight, and the fight was like a minute and a half.
Good stuff, though. I really enjoyed it.
You get knocked the fuck out.
And then we'll have more stories from Steven whenever he decides to start talking.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do it now?
I guess. Why not?
The chili story. You have to finish the chili story. What were we talking about before we cut before?
The chili. Well, no.
We were talking about something else.
Bailey J.
No, did we go back to religion again?
No, because that was involved with... Oh, we did go back. You're right. We did.
Was it?
Yeah.
Man, I thought we wrote it down. Weren't you writing it down? Aren't you? You're like our...
We had Attack
the
Block.
You're a note taker.
We were talking about Attack the Block. That's right.
I remember talking about Attack the Block.
Attacking about? So do you want to do this now, or do you want to take a...
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's go back to the chilies.
Okay, we're going back to the chili story anytime you're ready.
Well, anyway, so after the preacher guy who was preaching just to make others around him know that he was superior because he had better morals than everybody. Mm-hmm. But... anyway, after that, and they brought us our food, I was just like, okay, I just want to eat. I was hungry. We didn't eat anything that was in the morning. Mm-hmm. We just got up and left.
What did you guys order?
I think I ordered, like, it was a Cajun chicken pasta.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she ordered, like, the crispy, extra crispy chicken strips.
Okay.
And
fries. Okay.
Fries I brought her were, like... They're old, like they're sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
And just under the lamp for a while?
Yeah, and like the chicken was warm. And like mine was like, it was not hot, but you know, usually they bring it to you like, fuck, this is hot. You get away from
it. Yeah.
It was just like, not very good.
What was your wait time between ordering and actually bringing your food?
Pretty good.
Probably about 30 minutes ish?
Nah, 30 minutes, maybe about 20 minutes.
Okay. So it was a little bit longer than you would have liked.
Yeah.
Like you felt...
Like it was probably sitting out there for a while.
I mean, did it feel like, man, we've been here a while. Where's our food?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay, so brought you your food. What happened?
Oh, no. Then we, you know, ate it, and she talked to the manager. The manager's like, okay, well, so sorry. She goes, well, I'm just saying. I was like, the fries were no good. He's like, well, okay, well, you know, I'll thank you for letting me know.
That's what she said?
Yeah, that's what the manager said. So.
Oh, you asked the...
Yeah, Lisa, you know, she was like, hey, tell him about it. She goes, it was just bad food, you know. And he came out there, was like, okay. You know, that was the end of it. So she was like, oh, hell no. She looked at the receipt. And obviously she did that online survey thing, just like tore it up on Facebook as well. They removed her comments.
Are you
really?
Serious? Yeah. They removed her comments on Facebook?
Yeah.
Man, I hate that. I mean, the whole idea of...
And the fucking manager didn't do anything either?
You are right. She did.
Told you.
Yeah. We still have that movie on in the background, Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let Me In.
No, Let Me In. The American version is Let Me In. The European is Let the Right One In. So, yeah, it's really scary. And is that the end of the story, Steven?
Oh, no.
Come back.
Anyway, so she bitched online and she posted on there bad food, you know, the service was okay, but you know, they didn't really do anything to fix the problem, so they sent her two of these $20 in Chili's, you know, coupons.
But that's fucking shitty of like the manager be like, I mean,
he didn't even take it off for real. Like I said, we paid for the lemonade. They never took it off for a bill.
Y'all paid for that? You should have.
I just wanted to get the fuck out of there at that point. You know, I was like, it's not even worth bitching about it. I was like, I'm just more, you know, I guess fed up at this point. I wanted to get out of there. And the yawning.
I know.
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry. Oh,
Rick
God,
Perry.
This is good shit. So this past week, Rick Perry looked like such a dumbass during the debate.
More so than usual.
Where he, as soon as he becomes president, he wants to get rid of three things. Three departments, as a matter of fact.
The butcher, the baker, and...
What was the other one? God damn it. They were on him for like 4 minutes of him just going, So fucking funny. He couldn't remember it for the life of him.
Died.
And that's the part that was the story. The bad thing is that one of the departments he wants to get rid of is education. It's like, really? Doesn't his actions show that maybe, just maybe, that we should flesh out education a little bit more?
You're not looking at it rationally.
I will give him props, or at least not him, or whoever came up with the idea to put him on Letterman the next day and have him read the top 10. Because I thought
I
was...
I didn't see that.
Oh, dude, you should watch it.
No.
David Letterman.
No.
Whoever came up with that idea was brilliant, because it was him reading the top 10, and they were hilarious. He was just being funny, and I will give him props for that. It was a good way to make up to the audience, because that shit was pretty funny. Because it was like the top three, number three, or I don't remember. And it was kind of shit like that. It was him making fun of himself, but in a very positive way.
But then again, he's trying to be the leader of the free world.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I mean, that dude looks like an idiot, and I will not be voting for him for president if I
did.
Vote.
Would you consider?
Not voting. I mean, it's pointless to vote.
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't want him as my president. That dude, no, not at all. However, I will give him props for trying to win back the audience with the Letterman top 10, because it was hilarious. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying, but
just
yeah.
People automatically assume that everybody from Texas is stupid. Like, you really didn't help the stereotype at all.
He won't win it.
He won't. There's no way he'll get the nomination.
Yeah, but for a while though, it looked like he was the front runner and blah. Now it's Herman Cain, but we're
Cain. I mean, Herman Cain.
Yeah, Herman Cain collapsed too.
Yeah, because of this whole scandal shit and him lying and talking over himself and doesn't know the difference between a settlement and an agreement. I mean, that was really stupid as well.
Speaking of ethics, live boy or a dead girl? What could be worse?
Dead girl. Oh, what's worse? Live boy. Speaking of live boy,
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Penn State.
Ah, okay. So I don't know the story at all. So what happened here?
It's a huge story.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
I know the 10,000-foot overview. I don't know a lot of the details though.
Okay, so let's go over both.
Sandusky, I guess assistant coach for Penn State.
Oh,
Joe Paterno.
Yes, Joe Paterno in the football with them suspending the assistant coach.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
The football club.
Gotcha.
And because apparently the guy was
he watched somebody raping a little kid.
No, Sandusky was raping.
Sandusky was a raper.
Molesting his kids repeatedly and supposedly actually even, like, pimping them out to...
he would take them on the road when they played away games.
Yeah.
And there's just dozens of kids from what they're saying. They're saying his number in the 40s. They're saying the number's in the 40s.
Yeah, but this is a horrible story because it's like a lot of the people are... Are for him because
yeah,
he
no, they're like.
Well, no, they're for Paterno, but
you're like, no, he didn't do the right thing.
Exactly,
he'd let a kid get hurt.
Yep,
you can't turn a cheek to that. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't care who you are, you don't hurt kids.
Yep, and he was.
Unless they deserve. It. Oh wait,
some of them are annoying.
And who was suspended? Was one of them was suspended? Will not be in the.
The one that originally squealed is on suspension with pay. And that everybody else is. The one guy is in jail, and Paterno got fired.
This whole I saw this on the news, and this whole situation's really shitty. You're right. This is actually a serious topic. I mean, Rick Perry being an idiot, that's just funny.
Well, you know I mean, and it's something we all knew. Yeah. So, and then this came out of the blue. I mean, it's
yeah, and when you hear about
amazing.
This is like a generally sad story. Generally, like, damn, that's fucked up.
And it's
kind of
criminal,
thing.
And it's just.
But now I just see all these kids out there like, oh, Joe Paterno's like, you know, like oh, Leafs let him go out on his own terms. It's like, no, he turned a blind eye.
Yep.
To kids getting hurt.
Yep.
He wanted to protect his legacy.
Yep.
He was, you know, they actually did compare it to the fucking Pope. He's doing what the
no, but the Pope
fuck less boys.
And the Pope didn't get kicked out, and any of those cardinals did. That's the thing that bothered me. At least Paterno and everybody got kicked out, at least. Mm-hmm. With the Catholic Church, those guys are still out raping children somewhere, and they just get shuffled around.
Some of them kids are hot.
Awful.
Yeah. That was awful. We both I said the kids deserve it, and you said the kids are, okay.
Awful.
But that's the thing. This all happened in a week, and everything got shut down once it got out. Not that it was still late, but once it got out, it got shut down pretty quickly, whereas the Catholic Church still
they
operates.
They were rioting.
For Paterno, you know what I
they
mean?
They flipped over a news van.
I saw that. That was crazy footage where they
but
were like
I
going
agree
fucking
with
crazy.
That part. I always think you should turn over news vans. But
just to shake things up.
Yeah.
Same thing with the week before.
Like Rick Ocasek says.
I saw an interview with somebody
Harsh.
Where Michael Moore nailed a reporter for being out on Wall Street. He was on the Occupy Wall Street, and some reporter went up to him, and Michael Moore nailed him. It was like, you just a trash reporter, trash bullshit. Funny stuff. But I do think it's crazy about the paternal shit. Crazy.
It's
she got bit. She didn't die.
Okay.
What happens when you die? Maybe when you get bit.
Okay, we'll pause it. That's a.
The question that. Yeah, go ahead and repeat your question because it's a good question.
Do you think they'll actually even just close down the whole.
Because that's a legitimate question.
Program. It's going to be synonymous for a while, like child molestation, Penn State. It's not something people forget. I mean, you get like. I just don't understand those people.
The one thing that probably. If it doesn't, the one thing that'll keep driving is the alumni. Because
yeah, but
that's how
supposedly
everything.
The alumni were.
No, that's why I'm saying the alumni are the one that was keeping it.
Well, no. Joe Sandusky was pimping out supposedly little kids.
Oh, to the alumni. I don't know that part
to
of the story.
Yeah, to the alumni. I'll go to that.
Wow. So, I mean.
It gets dirty. It gets further and further. You're like,
there's so many other important things that are going on right now, but to have something like this come along.
It's still fucked up,
it's
dude.
A terrible, terrible. It's a dark and terrible story because kids got hurt.
And that number of kids, I mean.
The number of kids is just mind-boggling.
Yes.
I mean, one is terrible, let alone, like,
20, 30, 40. 40? I mean, that's awful. It's fucked up.
Then it goes to, oh, well, these kids went along with him. He had didn't he have like a youth camp or something? And that was basically where he was cultivating these kids. But to have these, will the program stay around? It's hard to say because it's one of the biggest schools around for football.
Yeah, it's a huge school.
It kind of weighs on you though, but like.
It puts a really dark cloud over just college football too.
But it's kind of one of those things where it makes so much money, you're gonna have those greedy bastards.
It's disgusting how college football makes money though, because in theory it shouldn't.
Yep.
Because the kids don't get paid at all.
Exactly. You're right.
And that's one of the reasons I don't watch college football, is because they make a lot of money off of it. And the kids, what do they get, a scholarship for like $50,000 or something?
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile the schools are making millions off of TV deals.
Billions. Yep.
Yeah, it's billions, isn't it?
That's
and the thing that really sickens me now, two things. The high school football is being televised a lot.
Dude,
here.
He is recruited by, I think, like five different colleges for football and mm-hmm. track. You know, like, mm-hmm. he'll end up getting a
yeah.
free, I mean, whole ride, you know, which
yeah.
would be awesome.
Yeah. And, like the Little League World Series is completely televised. The kids don't make any money off of that. They're the ones being exploited, basically.
That's why my answer to your question is I don't think that it will be closed down. because of... Oh, I'm sorry. The answer to your question, Steve, is no, I do not think they will.
Yeah.
I think because there's too much money involved in there, and you got your corporate bigwigs who want that money no matter what.
I would assume they get removed from, like, bowl game eligibility, things like that.
Exactly. They'll probably remove the staff who...
Television rights.
I think they'll remove all the staff that contribute to it and try to smooth everything over, but the overall core gameplay will still be there, and they will not close down the school. There's too much money involved in it. Morally, it's shitty, and they should, but will they know because of the money involved?
Perfect world, the school would get closed down. Correct. Just to say, I don't understand why she's walking around like that. That's...
They don't show anything.
Yeah, they don't show anything. I would assume they wouldn't, but the tease of it, I think that would be. But, yeah, it's a crazy story how all of a sudden it just blew up like this, and it's a dark story too. I mean, to say that this is something that's just going to be haunting this program, and that's it. I mean, there's not really a way to get out of this and then clean their name, short of just giving it like a generation to let it die off.
Eventually, yeah. That's what I was going to say. You just took the words. I think eventually it is going to die off, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Time heals all our wounds, but this is going to take some time.
Yeah, it's not something to whitewash over right quick. It's going to be a while before people forget that. I mean, touching kids, it's not something you can forget real easily.
Absolutely not. But, yeah, okay. That was Rick Perry, that. Is there anything else we needed to cover? Because we're definitely ran out.
ran out of steam. I think we gotta just...
It's that pizza. It's the killer.
Yeah.
Attack the Block, Chili's, Rick Perry. Rick Perry. That's all I got. And Paige. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
Okay, so we have Oscar, who is Odizzle's home.
At Odizzle's
home. At Odizzle's home on Twitter. Steve, which is SSSistos, SSISTOS on Twitter, at SSISTOS. I screwed it up totally.
Three times.
SSistos.
SSistos at SSistos on Twitter. I got it right that time, though. And I am Rudyology on Twitter. We're right back to The Simpsons. This is podcast, and that's it.